Everything that we've been discussing have been based on the vessel. And what we spoke about last week was that Tosfos tells us that the reason why a Kli Sheni fundamentally could have been more lenient is because the Dfanos of a Kli Sheni are not hot and they're not going to be mechamim the item like a Kli Rishon would. We pointed out in the beginning of the Shiurim that you have that original pot on the fire, that's Bishul. Even when you take that original pot off the fire, it's still Dofanos of Mechamimos, the walls still have the ability to conduct heat and to affect the item that's inside. The second you get to a Kli Sheni, why would anyone suggest that there would be no Bishul? You know, even if we have all our technicalities from last week, that it might not be practical, but fundamentally, you know, often a person would not violate an Issa D'Oraisa and a Kli Sheni. Why should that be? That's all because the walls are not cham anymore, and it doesn't have the ability to conduct heat like a Kli Rishon does. So what happens if you're dealing with an item that really isn't a function of walls, that doesn't really form itself based on walls, and doesn't really connect to a Kli and to a vessel or a pot in the way that liquid does? If you take this glass, if you imagine that this is a pot, so this whole liquid is only functional and is all exists based on the area of the vessel that's holding it. That's the way the liquid creates a form. There's a beautiful Maharal. That the Maharal says, there's a beautiful one of my favorite Maharals. The Maharal says that the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh only kicked in once Klal Yisrael passed through the Yarden. Before they entered into Eretz Yisrael, there was no concept halachically of Jews being responsible for other Jews. Why is that? There was an Am beforehand. Once we left Mitzrayim, we became an Am HaNivchar. We became a nation. Why is it that the Gemara says we're responsible, right? The Gemara discusses Klal Yisrael's responsibility for the Averos of Achan in the times of Yoshua. That was specifically once they passed over into Eiver HaYarden and into Eretz Yisrael. Why are those two points connected? So the Maharal explains because Klal Yisrael is like a liquid entity, you know, and if you have a liquid, if it doesn't have a vessel, if it doesn't have a kli to retain the separate elements that create Klal Yisrael, so then they have no form. They're lacking their essence, their real existence. Once we got our kli, once we got Admas HaKodesh, once we got Eretz Yisrael, once we had a land that was able to hold all of Klal Yisrael and all of the different elements that make up Klal Yisrael, now you become one entity. Now you have the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. It's exactly this idea that he says. He says it's like a liquid that's going to spread all over the place if you don't have a pot, if you don't have a glass, if you don't have something to retain the water, and all, only once the Kli is there so that it could have some sort of form. So that's true in terms of halacha as well. This concept that Tosfos tells us, you have the Kli Rishon on the fire, even the Kli Rishon off the fire, the walls of the vessel are affecting the liquid that's inside. But what if you're dealing with a burger, a hamburger? And that hamburger is hot. It's Yad Soledispo. Let's say it's 120 degrees, okay? That hamburger is hot, okay? And you take it off the blech and you put it onto a plate. So now, can a person say, wait a second, it's a Kli Sheni? Or maybe you put it onto a serving piece and now you're putting it onto a plate. So it's a Kli Shlishi. So can I now say that the same ideas, the same concepts that we apply to a liquid, to liquid entity that now is formed through a vessel, will now apply to what's called in halacha a davar gush, a solid item? Let's say a piece of a hamburger, like I said, a hot piece of chicken, or no? Could one argue that everything that we've been distinguishing between is all relevant to liquids. And there's a Kli Rishon, and there's a Kli Sheni, and there's a Kli Shlishi, based on the ideas and the concept that we're saying, everything's vessel-based. Everything's about the defanus, about the walls. But if you have an entity that retains its own heat, if you have an entity that's hot on its own, then, no. That comes along the Maharshal, and it's quoted in the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos. The Maharshal paskins that even in a Kli Revi'i, even if this hamburger is, who knows where it's been? You know, it's been passed around on different plates, leftovers, but it's still hot for some reason. Then you could still cook. That could still be a Shaila de Oraisa of Bishul. That is a very, very fascinating question. Do we view the Kalim objectively? That there is an approach to halacha of Bishul, that it means, no, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, doesn't matter what you're dealing with, a Kli Sheni can't cook. Why? I don't know, maybe it's because it's so removed from the fire. Some other idea. But if you accept the rationale that Tosfos, which is the simple understanding of why Kli Sheni is ineffective, it's because of the Dfanos. So one could argue, like the Maharshal, that once you're dealing with an entity that is not such a function of the walls, then you might be in heavy waters when you're dealing with such an item like a hot piece of chicken, a hot piece of pastrami, a hot piece of hamburger, or a hot piece of roast that's really piping hot. So how do we paskin when it comes to this question? So this is an issue that's actually not really dealt with first and foremost in Hilchos Shabbos. As I said last week, a lot of the discussions that we're having right now are actually a very parallel discussion that exists in the world of Kashrus. We really weren't ever, I don't think we ever gave a full shiur on Hilchos Kashrus, but this question really comes up in Simen Kuf Hei in Yoredeya, where the Ramah holds like that other approach that I just mentioned. The Mechaber and the Ramah Shulchan Aruch holds, anytime any item is not in that original vessel, mutter, Kli Sheni. Kli Sheni does not create any kashrus problems. This is very important because a lot of times when shailas come up, so you have to know, you know, first of all, what would the Mechaber say? What would the Ramah say? It's not in that original vessel. It fell on a counter. It fell on this. So then that's going to be something that you could be lenient according to the Mechaber and the Ramah. The problem is, what complicates is that the Shach quotes the Maharshal. So we try to be machmir in deference to the Maharshal, that even if it's not in the original vessel, even if it's in a Kli Sheni, but a Dover Gush, first of all, a Kli Sheni might be problematic, says the Maharshal, in terms of kashrus. That's one argument, really independent to our shiur right now. But in addition to that, when you're dealing with a solid item, so then I don't care if it's a Kli Sheni. Even if it's in a Kli Shlishi, says the Maharshal, that has the ability to create treif. A simple understanding of where this is relevant is when we all kashered this year for Pesach, and I say we all because I never was able to say we all, but we all kashered this year for Pesach. And we had to pour things on the counter. So one of the reasons we have to pour things on the counter, we're not cooking on the counter. What's the problem? The answer is, according to the Maharshal, one of the answers is that sometimes there's some solid items that might fall that are hot onto the counter. And even if it's a Dover Gush, that could retain its heat and that could create bilblius of chametz into the counter, no matter what type of vessel it's in. Another reason is you actually might have spilled, you might have poured. That's also a chumrah. But this Maharshal comes up more often than not. So the Magen Avraham takes this Maharshal and he brings it up in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. And he says, okay, we've been learning Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, very good. Kli Shlishi, apparently, according to the Rav Moshe, like we suggested last week. But what happens if we change up the elements a little bit? What happens if we change the food? What happens if we introduce a type of food that's not so Kli-based and that could retain its own independent heat? Says the Magen Avraham, person should be machmir for this. that that could be mevashel if it touches something else. So, there's a big machloikis between me and my brother. My brother loves to have chulent with coleslaw. Coleslaw is raw. Okay, he likes to mix it up. So, we always discuss this. We speak, according to the Marshal, this is a problem. Depending on how soupy your chulent is. Because if you're dealing with a chulent that's a solid mass, it could retain its heat. And according to the Marshal, it could be cooking up the coleslaw. So that could potentially be an issue. Or let's say you go to Yerushalayim. So if you go to Yerushalayim Kiddush, so what do you serve? Let's see the bekiyas of our chevra over here. What's a Yerushalmi Kiddush? No, come on, anyone? Not chulent. Come on. We're going back to the old days with Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Well, what was a Yerushalmi Kiddush? Anyone know? Nobody?
Yerushalmi Kogel.
Nice. Very good. Yerushalmi Kogel. Thank you. We got to get you back already. We need some help. Yerushalmi Kogel with what?
I'm gonna guess coleslaw.
No. That's American. That's right. You're only saying coleslaw because my father's favorite food. Right. Pickles. Exactly. Yeah. Yerushalmi Kogel with pickles. I mamish never understood it. That's why I moved back to America. But Yerushalmi Kogel with pickles. I don't have a taiva whatsoever for such a thing. But that's the mahalach. Yerushalmi Kogel. And the more bitter the Yerushalmi Kogel is, the better the pickle is. So Yerushalmi Kogel with pickles. So the poskim say, whoa, that Yerushalmi kugel is coming out of the oven. It's coming out of the Shabbos, whatever device the shul has. So that's going to be hot. That's a dover gush. That's a solid item. You're now talking about a raw pickle that's now going to get cooked up on top of a yadsa lettuce Yerushalmi kugel. Not so fast. So you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasi, he stands on his head. To, you know, the Shlomo Zalman stands on his head to try to be matir. Why Yerushalmi Kogel with a pickle is mutter? He's ain't a miskavin. It's not necessarily going to happen. According to the Ramon Yerideya, this doesn't exist. He doesn't hold to the Marshal. But, you know, for me, who has no Yetzer heart to have pickles and Yerushalmi Kogel, the answer is don't have it. You know, like I said to my brother, you know, don't put your coleslaw in the chulen. It's fine. You know, this is I suggest sometimes, you know, if a person can, when they have a salad course and they have some raw vegetables on top of their plate, so it might be kedai to clear off the plate based on this marshal. You know, if it's not so hard, you know, again, Shlomo Zalman tried to be melamed zchus for all the Yerushalmis that have to have their Yerushalmi and their pickles. But if, you know, you have some carrots or you have some leftover salad that's on the plate, and now you're going to put some hot, you know, next course, whatever you're serving, whether it's, meat or hot schnitzel, whatever it is, that's now going to be able to heat up something that's raw, that's something to keep in mind that according to the Marshal and the way we paskin, not so fast, then maybe you should really make sure that there's no residue there that could potentially get cooked up. Is there any questions before I go on? Because there are a few more caveats to this.
So for that, it doesn't matter, like if you put cholent in salad, it doesn't matter if the cholent was directly from the cholent pot or if it was in another pot, like it doesn't make a difference.
Right.
The
question with cholent and salad is really, like the question that I brought up with my brother is really, what type of cholent is it? Is it more of a liquidy cholent that we would say it is based off of the vessel, kind of like my mushel that I gave with the Maharal? Or no, this is a cholent that's more salad based, and sometimes it gets a little bit gray. It's not always clear, you know. So sometimes I tell people, you know, if you don't know, try to be safer. You know, try to keep the cooked items with the cholent. If on your plate you have no raw items, so eat your salad separately. You know, have a salad course. You'll make the meal look more chashuv, more courses.
I know this halacha, but first of all, I want to back your brother that coleslaw is very good with chulent.
Okay, I'll make sure I tell him that, yeah.
But,
I texted you to privately, I feel like this is my alumni.
Yeah, but it's not, I have a problem with it because it's not, are you really cooking the coleslaw? You're not really cooking the coleslaw. It doesn't do anything.
You're not cooking the coleslaw like I wouldn't say that you did a beautiful job cooking. Or you're not violating a malacha that has an objective standard that's that anytime you're going to heat that up, that could potentially be a problem. You're right.
No, I just know this because I always have to, like, clear. I keep everything separate on my plate or do whatever separate. And I, like, drive it. And I'm like, I'm not doing, like, it's not really cooking the coleslaw. It's not changing it in any way, but.
Right. But, you know, you never know. If that could become hot, you cooked it, you know, you did some element of cooking, you know, you started the process, you know, it's what to be choshesh for.
Though there's no, like, fire, like, didn't we say something about when we were talking about Kvisheni, how, like, one of the reasons why you can be mekil is because you're already removed from the fire?
Right, so that was the svara that I said potentially for the Ramah of why he wouldn't agree to this chumra.
We should be makbid.
The Magen Avraham brings down this marshal, and he says that it is a problem. Yeah. Keep in mind, there was a fire that was originally. We're not talking about an item that you cooked up in a microwave. There was a fire that was originally here, but you're right. If you would take the approach, I think that we quoted from the Or Sameach, that it's a tolda de tolda, so then that should be an equal explanation whether you're dealing with a solid item, whether you're dealing with a liquid item. Lamaisa, you're right. You're three stages removed right now, and if this is all about, like, we don't move three stages, so it shouldn't matter what we're dealing with. But if you take it as, no, it's all about the kalim, like Tosos, you know, argues, so then that's where this might make a difference. And in the world of kashrus, you know, we are choshish for this, at least on a level of lechatchila.
So two questions. Number one, can you, like, do you really need separate plates? Can you be careful to, like,
yeah. I don't have separate plates. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can have salad and shalom on your plate.
And again, I want to keep that in mind in terms of what Rina said also, in terms of making yourself crazy. Keep in mind, Reb Shlomo Zalman, you know, did have a limud zchus, you know, so, like, I don't tell my brother that, like, you know, he's done, you know, there is a defense, you know, this is questionable, this is a machleik as a poskim, there are other snifim also to throw into the mix, that you're not being miskavin, is it a psik ratio, is it inevitable that it's going to happen, it's all not clear, like you said. But in terms of a setup, in terms of a safik daraisa, I would be choshish. Yeah.
And then what about putting spices in your chalom?
So let's get to that. So before we get to spices in the chalom, let's talk about Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe raised this issue.
If I could ask one more thing?
Yeah.
Like the case of the burger, so, like, if you were going to serve, like, a appetizer of sliders, if they're hot, you can't, like, start, like, putting tomato.
So let's talk about the burger. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about the burger, okay? And that might be helpful in terms of understanding what the level is and what we're talking about right now and how crazy we have to make ourselves. So Rav Moshe said, okay, so we accept the marshal. The Magen Avraham brings it down la'alacha, says Rav Moshe, okay, so now I got a big problem. How can I put ketchup on my burger? Says Rav Moshe, I'm cooking up the ketchup. That's Rav Moshe's shaila. So listen to the way Rav Moshe answered. Rav Moshe answered, slow down. Let's put things into perspective. Says, if my only cheshbin was the chumra of the marshal, this issue about a davar gush being able to heat up things, you're right, I should be machmir. Because that's a serious issue. But says Rav Moshe, and listen to this, this is unbelievable chiddush of Rav Moshe. He says, but what about the ketchup? The ketchup is a liquid item that was once cooked up. Says Rav Moshe, that's also a chumra. That we have to be machmir, that there's bishul acher bishul by a liquid item. Because if you remember from, I think, 2 weeks ago, we pointed out that some Rishonim held, no, the concept of Ein Bishul Acher Bishul is across the board. Applies both to liquids and to solids. We happen to paskin that when it comes to liquids and when it comes to, like we spoke about, I don't even remember if it was 2 weeks ago, when he spoke about reheating up items Shabbos morning that have a that have a gravy, that have a sauce, and we're machmir, how much? Rav Moshe tells us to be machmir even if it's a minority, but as long as it's sitting in the sauce and it's recognizable, Rav Moshe says that that's something you should be stringent. That's the way we paskin. You're right. Yesh bishalach bishal b'davar lach. But listen to what Rav Moshe says. But that's all a chumrah. And the Rambam and the Rashba didn't hold of that. And they applied the principle of not cooking after cooking, ain bishal achar bishal, to a solid item and to a liquid item. So says Rav Moshe, since that whole concept is a chumrah, I'm not obligated to combine both chumras. You realize what Rav Moshe did? This is why we need leaders of a generation. You know, this is why you need a posik like that. You know, he just said something unbelievable that on our own we would all say, oh, you gotta be machmir, you gotta be machmir. And he put the two together and he says, no, that far we don't have to go. The marshal alone, we have to do. Cooking up a liquid item that cooled down, we have to do. But to combine both of them, since they're both chumras, so far you don't have to go. How did Rav Moshe know that the